Hey girl, hey, welcome back to Notes to Her, the daily pep talk. I'm Yaya, here to help you stop waiting to feel ready and start being that girl right now. If you listened to my last note, number 14, you know we tapped into future you, the version of you who's already calm, grounded, confident, and walking with purpose. Well, today we're turning it up a bit because I want to show you how to bring her out every single day. Not as a fantasy girl, not as a mood board, not as an aesthetic, but as a lifestyle, as your identity, as your default setting. Now, we talk a lot about being that girl on the internet. You know, the green juice queen, the journaling at sunrise girl, the skincare girl with seven different steps, the matcha girl. Real cute. But let's keep it real. Being that girl is more than just keeping up with routines, and it has everything to do with alignment, the way you think about yourself when nobody's watching. Because that girl isn't about perfection, it's about showing up even when your voice shakes, choosing intention over autopilot. Moving even when fear is loud, and acting like the woman you're becoming, not the one that you're trying to grow out of. And let me tell you something that might surprise you. I didn't become that girl because I always felt confident. I became her on the days that I didn't. Those were the days that built me. And let me give you a story. So a few years ago, I got invited to speak at a networking event full of women that I admire. There were founders, CEOs, leaders, women whose confidence practically kicks in the door before they do. The night before, I was good. I was confident. I rehearsed my talking points. I picked out my outfit. I stood in the mirror practicing my posture, like, oh yeah, I am that girl. Then the morning came. Tell me why my hands were shaking like I was about to take the SATs. My brain was like, girl, who do you think you are? You sure you're ready for this? Maybe you should just cancel. I even drafted an email with an excuse, and I was this close to backing out. But I remember something that I had shared with you guys in note number seven, that 2 minute energy reset. I brought it back and I did exactly what I taught you guys. I stood up, I rolled my shoulders back, I took the deepest breath of my life, and I told myself, you are already her. Act like it. Then I counted to three and I rolled out of the house to give my presentation. And the second that I started speaking, my voice settled. My body relaxed. My confidence clicked back into place like it had never left. That's when I learned something that I will never forget. Being that girl isn't about feeling fearless. It's about deciding to move anyway. Okay, so let me break this down for you, how to live like that girl, the future you, every day. But I don't want this to sound like I'm giving you a lecture. This is coming from your confident bestie. So I want to share what I do as that girl so that you can start doing it tomorrow morning. Number one thing, set the tone for your day. Don't let the world do it. She doesn't wake up and let Instagram, emails, or stress set her energy. She decides her vibe before her day has a chance to hijack it. And ask yourself, how do I want to feel today? Calm, confident, focused, soft, bold. This one choice, 1 minute, changes everything. And the next one is very important. And if I catch you not doing this, I'm going to say something to you. Like, I'm going to call you out. And that is talking to yourself like someone she respects. Let me ask you this. Would you ever call your best friend a mess? Would you tell her, you always do this wrong? Would you ever say, you can't handle that? Probably not. Then why would you talk to yourself like that? That girl checks her self-talk because she knows confidence grows in the words no one else hears. Third thing, she honors her energy, not her fear. There's a difference between being tired and being terrified. Tired means rest, terrified means move. Because fear is just an energy disguised as danger. And that girl knows that she can't build her confidence sitting still. So when fear whispers, don't, she whispers back, watch me. And the last thing, she makes one brave choice every day. Not 10, not 20, just one. That's the secret. Being that girl isn't about doing everything. It's about doing something that aligns with your future self. Send the email, make the call, post the video, say the no, say the yes, apply anyway. That one choice builds momentum, and momentum builds her. Now listen to me. Being that girl is not about following an aesthetic. It's not about being perfect. It's not even about waking up flawless with everything figured out. Being that girl is simply this: showing up as the most honest, intentional, and aligned version of yourself every day, even when you're scared. She isn't better than you. She's not separate from you. She is you. Just the part of you that's been ignored, doubted, and postponed on. So here's your reminder. You are already that girl. You just have to start acting like her before you believe it. Tomorrow morning, look in the mirror and say, I am her. I am ready. I am doing this today. Post it on a post-it note if you need to, so that you see it every day. Then take one brave step that she would take. And if you're ready to build confidence, to live as her, not just imagine her, I invite you to apply for my one-to-one coaching program, Journey to Confidence. In Journey to Confidence, we take these pep talks and turn them into habits that you actually stick to, actions that you stop avoiding, confidence that feels natural, self-trust that doesn't crumble, and a version of you that doesn't disappear the moment fear shows up. This is where the version that you've been imagining finally becomes the version that you wake up as. No, go be that girl, the real one, the one who's been waiting for you to show up. Next time, we're going to be slowing it down a bit, and we're going to be talking about gratitude, growth, and grace in note 16. So I'll see you there.